Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me on the broadcast today. Well, as I was seeking the Lord for what He would have me share, He spoke the word peace to my heart. And I turned to Ephesians, the 6th chapter, and if you're familiar with that passage of Scripture, you know that that portion toward the end contains some very specific instructions for believers. In fact, it's a magnificent epistle, and the end, toward the end, he gives specific things about, like, honoring your father and mother, and how servants, it talks about relationships within the body of Christ. But I'm going to read a few verses, starting at verse 10 through 18, and what he concludes this epistle with is very interesting, because, beloved, as much as we might long for the joy and serenity that heaven will be for us, yet in this world there are trials, troubles, and tribulation. However, Jesus counseled us. He said, "Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." So while we do go through daily wrestlings and difficulties and challenges to our faith, yet we can be comforted by the fact, two things. One, that we know what our future is going to be. We know a time is coming when all things will be made new. That God, when Jesus comes back, He's going to renew physical creation. There will not be war. There will not be destruction. And the world will be, you know, without trial and trouble, at least for that period of 1,000 years. And so, and then of course at the end of that time, He'll create a new heaven and a new earth. But our task right now is to be aware that troubles, battles will come, but this is what Paul, as he concludes this book, tells us. He says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." In order to do all of these things, we've got to have the Lord's strength. Verse 11, "Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." If you want to be equipped and able to come victorious through the things that come against you in your daily life, you've got to have the armor of God. For, he goes on to say, it's not your neighbor, it's not your spouse, it's not your kids. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's where our battle really is with the enemy. So now he tells us what to do about it. Verse 13, "Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day." Are we living in an evil day? I would say. "And having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith ye are able to quench all," not just some, beloved, all, "the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." That's our offensive weapon. That's the weapon Jesus used in His temptations in the wilderness. That's how He defeated the devil. He says, "Satan, it is written." And he goes on to say, "Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." Now, you could spend hours talking about the armor of God, but for the sake of this broadcast, I just want to look at that. Let's see, what verse is it? It's verse 15 that talks about your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Did you ever wonder what Paul was saying there. Well, I had discovered some fascinating things about this comparison that Paul was making with the armor of the Roman soldier of his day. Now, I used to think that these shoes were a peaceful and passive part of our spiritual armor, because, right, peace, that doesn't sound very aggressive, does it? But in actuality, the shoes of the Roman soldier were very dangerous. They were killer shoes. They were vicious weapons consisting of protective greaves, if you will, which were metal coverings extending from the knee to the foot. The shoe itself was made of heavy pieces of metal or leather tied together with leather straps. The bottom was similarly manufactured, but it had sharp, dangerous, protruding spikes and two sharply pointed spikes extending beyond the front. Those spikes in the bottom enabled the soldier to help him stand his ground. In other words, gave him security, gave him something to grip with in terms of the land he was standing on when he was in battle. And it made him virtually immobile. He couldn't be moved. While those on the front were offensive weapons of brutality. A few seconds of stomping and killing, or kicking, an adversary would not perhaps possibly very well kill him. It would certainly take care of any opponent. And it's very interesting that Paul would connect peace with these brutal weapons. The word shod in Greek conveys the concept of binding something very tightly on the bottom of the feet. And by comparison, God's peace protects you, beloved, from all the hassles and assaults of the enemy. No matter what the enemy might try to do, a protective greave stops you from being hurt, enables you to keep marching forward, just as for the Roman soldier. And just as the soldier used those spikes to kick and kill his opponent, there isn't any need for you to stop moving forward. If the devil is trying to block your path, just keep walking and tread him under your feet. What does the word say in Luke 10:19? Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. But, beloved, God's supernatural peace must firmly be in place in our lives, not loose-fitting, so to speak. Otherwise, the situations you face could knock it out of place. Finally, that Greek word preparation presents the idea of readiness. Once the soldier had the assurance his shoes were going to stay in place, he was ready to confront the enemy. And beloved, when peace is in your life, it'll give you the necessary faith and confidence to step out in whatever direction God is leading you, calling you. And with God's conquering peace firmly tied to your mind and emotions, you'll be empowered to keep marching forward, and you'll be able to be victorious over every attempt of the enemy to take you down. Praise God. Well, that was a lot of detail on the armor, if you will, of the Roman soldier, but it does give us some interesting spiritual application. Just, you know, when you've been in a time in a good place in the Lord, you've been on the mountaintop, you've had the peace of God, and sometimes something might have happened, but you know what? It didn't faze you. Other times it might have really gotten to you. That's the power of the peace of God. So I want to pray right now. I don't know what some of you are going through, but you need God's peace. So Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you, Lord, that you said in Ephesians that our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And Father, you've given us every weapon, every armament, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith. But Lord, specifically, I want to pray right now that the peace the enemy has tried to take from your beloved, right now I come against the harassing work of the enemy, and I release, Father, the very peace of God to flood them, not just in their minds, but in their spirits, in their soul and body. Every bit of anxiety, tension, upset to go in the name of Jesus, and I release the very peace of God. Father, I thank you for it. My beloved, hear what the Spirit of the Lord would say to you. Let go. Let go. Let go. Release to me those burdens, those concerns, those things that are troubling your heart right now. For while I make you sensitive, through my Holy Spirit, I will bring things to your mind, to your attention. I will make you aware of needs and conditions that should be changed in your life and for those you care for, and you can minister in prayer to me in their behalf. But I alone, beloved, I alone can do that complete and lasting work, whether in your life or in the lives of those you care for. I alone can change the heart of man, out of which springs the attitudes and actions in the natural realm. I deal in the secret place. I deal in those hidden recesses, the inner reality of the spirit of man. And beloved, what I say to you today, your part is to believe me and to know that all things are possible with God. Is there anything too hard for me? Says the Lord. Beloved, all fretfulness and even the smallest anxiety is from the evil one. Does not my word say, be careful? That means don't be worried, don't be anxious for nothing, be careful for nothing. Therefore, breathe deeply in, for today a cool, fresh wind of my spirit is blowing from the very portals of heaven to you to revive and enable you to carry on and you to press your way into that deeper place in me that you have desired. A new clarity will come to your thinking and a deeper rest to your physical body in sleep as you receive this refreshing and as you cast all, beloved, all your cares upon me, for I care deeply for you in an everlasting love and a tender concern that your Heavenly Father bears for you always, says the Almighty God. Praise God. Well, beloved, I can't add anything more to what the Lord has said. Thank you for joining me. If you have prayer needs, there's power in agreeing prayer. The announcer will give our contact information. Again, I look forward to having you with me next time. And please pray for me. Pray for Unveil Christ. Thank you for obeying God in terms of whatever He'd have you do financially. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.